The Florida State Fairgrounds played host to Tampa Bay's first gun show since the Parkland school shooting. WUSF's Roberto Roldan was at the show over the weekend and spoke with gun owners about the current debate.
On the show floor were booths advertising AR-15s and high-capacity magazines for sale. Both of those things have become targets of Florida gun control advocates who want to see them banned. George Fernandez is one of the organizers with Florida Gun Shows. While he could support some of the measures proposed by state leaders, like stricter background checks, he said that he doesn't agree with a ban on specific weapons.
The position of the majority of gun owners is that it's a right that it's in the Constitution, and it keeps society in balance, and I'm a firm believer in that.
Robert Guzman is a gun owner. He believes that the responsibility for preventing mass shootings should be on individuals, not the government.
We're blaming the government, we're blaming the president, we're blaming all of them. And the reality is that they don't live with us 24/7. They're not there. They're not our neighbors.
Guzman said that he could support Governor Rick Scott's proposal to put at least one armed police officer in every school. Others at the show were strongly against any new gun laws. Tampa Bay resident Jim McCurry.
Ban all guns you want. The criminals and the crazies are going to get them regardless.
McCurry says that he has little faith in any new restrictions actually being enacted. The Florida House and Senate will have until the end of session on March 9th to make any changes to the law. Roberto Roldan, WUSF 89.7 News.